Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's a Blossoms podcast. Live from Blossoms HQ.
Hello, everybody.
That was very nice. And it's also not live from Blossoms HQ. It's live from Kempston Street, yeah. All the way in Liverpool.
All the way down the East Lancs. That's it.
We missed last week's.
We did.
We were busy.
With some exciting things.
Can we
say what we're doing?
Smells.
I guess we can, can't we?
Shooting a music video, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shooting a music video.
It's not like a crime to... Well, it's not. If it's obvious, we do things that are... what's happened to me? Am I all right?
I don't know.
I was going to say my band doesn't work. Something's happened.
I think I was a bit tired from last week as well.
It was a long week.
It was long days and then...
The clock's going back now.
Yeah, Easter weekend.
Well, they sprung forward, didn't they?
Yeah.
I know. I spoke to a few people.
No, it's gone back, innit?
Forward.
So, you know, the clock...
No, forward's an extra hour in bed.
No,
it's
the other way.
You lose an hour when you get forward.
Oh, yeah.
So it feels like, say it's 6:30. Yeah. Clock says 7:30. No,
yeah. That's it.
Yeah. But this is weird. Just going straight into something.
Go on.
That, you know, Di, who's been making the clothes for us for this top secret stuff we've been doing. I bumped into her in Yellowhammer.
Oh, yeah.
When I was having some tea with Katie. So we had some dinner with her and that.
Oh, nice.
But she was saying she doesn't move her clocks.
What,
so when everyone, when it, because it's annoying, she says for her.
But it doesn't make that much difference, does it?
Because then it ends up moving back again, doesn't it, at the end of the month? And then everyone, do you get what I'm saying?
Which realm does she live in?
It's not the end of the month, though, is it? It's like
6 months apart.
Is it 6 months?
Which realm does she live in, half a year?
Well, I said, how did you know what time we were coming round?
It was just calculator in her brain.
Yeah, but I think obviously her phone must change, but all the clocks in her house, she says,
she still
just treats like, so when it says like 7:30
so
in the morning,
is, though, that's just,
she just gets up. It's
she's
old
like,
school.
She's like semi-retired as well, though, isn't she?
OG, that.
You know, she's not really having any big commitments and stuff, innit?
Mm.
Imagine if you just like, oh, I'm just going to do like, it's just,
yeah, if you got
today,
play, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just a nightmare.
I was speaking to her the other day about like little things. She's not got a microwave. She doesn't have a TV.
I know a lot of people don't have a microwave.
My
mum doesn't have a microwave.
She obviously she's an older lady, isn't she? But she looks really well, doesn't
she?
Yeah,
she does. Yeah, she's quite health conscious, isn't she? Yeah. By the sounds of it.
And I was like, "Do you meditate?" And she was like, "Yeah, but in an unconventional way." She's like, "I'll wash the dishes and then I'll meditate while I'm washing
the
dishes."
That's what I do.
Like that.
That's what I do in the morning.
Is
my
that
walks.
Like yeah. If I were to wash the dishes, I daydream. That's similar.
It's basically
similar,
just focusing on that thing and trying
to
taking it in properly, so you'd be feeling like the washing up liquid
so
on your hands
I
and
do,
all that. Like you're not really thinking about anything else.
Is what I described anti-meditation then? Is daydreaming not meditation? Is that
no.
the opposite?
No, because
yeah, it's the opposite.
Your mind's elsewhere.
Like meditation is like
being in the moment and switching your mind off.
Yeah, completely.
So if you're on a walk, you're listening to the sound of the birds and you're just listening to the rain.
Awareness.
Say.
Isn't it weird that you're always somewhere? Do you always somewhere, aren't
it's
you?
It's not weird, no.
Do you know what I mean?
That's just
where do you think the place is that you're least... let me rephrase that. Where's the least somewhere? Does that make sense?
There's the title.
Where's the least somewhere?
I think bed is probably the least somewhere.
When
the
least when you're asleep,
you see weirdly for me, no.
No, I panic in bed.
Yeah,
no,
see,
no,
but I mean, I can't sleep. I just lie down and think of everything.
I'm like the most in my head bed probably.
Yeah. I'm comparing it to like being outside when you've got like birds and you've got cars and you've got that's quite. There's a lot to the senses where in bed it's quite minimal, isn't it?
You get those sensory tanks, don't you? Where you go in and you just float and it's like.
I was going to say underwater is a funny place to be. Oh,
it's really calming underwater.
I don't think I'd like that because I don't really like focusing on my heart rate.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you're breathing.
You're a bit panicky with stuff like that, aren't you?
It's gone quite marijuana, this chat, hasn't it?
Marijuana.
Hashish.
Yeah, it's a bit...
marijuana.
It's a bit...
But yeah, we were busy last week. That's why we couldn't... We were out shooting a music video, so we had long
really
days.
Good, though.
Got
really
quite
enjoyable.
A lot. Well, we got fucking loads done. know what I mean? Which we needed to get
productive
done.
Week.
We even got a gig in there as well, didn't we? Last Thursday.
Did we?
Oh yeah.
Well, not last Thursday, but Thursday before.
What do you mean? But in the space, if you did Thursday to Thursday.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
The whole thing was like...
What was that gig?
Just a little gig at the Albert Hall we did.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that. That was a good gig.
Nice venue.
Nice to see Noel again.
Yeah. Good.
I really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed the night and stuff. It was chilled, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Good.
It was great. It was good, that.
It's an amazing venue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Like it's a, I don't know, it's just one of the venues. It's like a bucket list venue, I think.
Do you know what's good there? The standing. Because we watched the standing. It's not too big, you know. So when you're right at the back, you've got a well good view, eh?
Yeah.
Well done.
It's one of yours,
I think
you've
said that before, haven't you?
I haven't actually.
Maybe not. I have. So, yeah, good.
Good, isn't it?
It's been good. Yeah.
And then it was Easter weekend, obviously. So everyone's had a
few. Did anyone get an egg?
You got stuck in a bit, didn't you?
Yeah, we did.
Did you get an egg?
The tenderness has rolled over.
A little bit tired, but a little pint tonight. Do you know what I mean?
Or before bed, boss. A little whiskey.
That'd be nice, do you know what I mean?
Chad's got four eggs.
Four eggs?
What do you mean?
Really traditional, my family. Yeah. Like, always send stuff.
My mum got me an egg.
Yeah, my mum got me an egg, and your mum got me an egg. So I got two eggs.
Oh, did you really? Yeah. Oh, actually, Lorna got me an egg, to be fair.
I got a lint bunny as well.
Did you get an egg?
Bought myself an egg, like a really like big one with like sweets in and stuff. For years,
I've had this one.
Sorry, go on. Yeah, it's just nice to have an Easter egg, isn't it?
I, to be fair, me and Sophia bought ourselves an egg early though. You know the little crunchy one with crunchy bits in it?
I've not had the little crunchy one though.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
I put something in my notes for this.
Go on.
Because it was on my mind. I was speaking to Katie about it in the car and I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast.
Mm.
I think Cadbury's cream eggs are massively overrated.
I've
got a few bits of feedback about it and why I think it's overrated.
Okay, go on.
So,
are they the eggs?
The little egg that
cream
you
eggs.
Cream so
eggs.
That's got cream on the inside.
You're talking about mini eggs.
No, mini eggs are supreme.
Ooh, fucking
great.
Love
yeah,
cream
like,
eggs.
Like,
what have you got wrong about cream,
cream
eggs?
So no, because the reason why the Donovan family cream eggs are quite a big thing.
Yeah, they are a big thing.
So like often if you've had like a Sunday roast, sometimes they just get cream eggs for like a little dessert, and they all
like
love
the
them.
Case you get
and
as
I'm
well.
Kind of sat in the wings thinking they're a bit fucking shit. These.
Whoa.
No offense.
I mean,
not ungrateful for it.
We didn't design them.
No, but the passion you have for it.
Yeah. It's my mum that. It's because the only chocolate my mum has.
And fair enough, like, these things I like that other people don't like, but my feedback on them is...
I feel like it's a dig at me for some reason.
One,
the
chocolate is too thick on the egg.
No way.
Oh, it's lovely.
Because a dairy milk is thick and it's great, and a button is thin and it's great.
I love a button.
The cream egg's like in the middle of thickness.
It would collapse, though,
let me finish. So it's too big to just get into it, really. You've got to really get into it.
Mm.
And then... It does. It's always like it doesn't break evenly.
A mess, isn't it?
It's a mess.
Yeah.
And then the foil gets very sticky.
No. Yeah,
and often, like often the egg is sometimes broken already. Like there's a gap. It's not been sealed properly,
I agree,
which dries
the cream out.
And
that is a bug.
I don't think
bad.
The cream is that nice either.
No, it's very delicious. Sickly.
It's just fucking mint.
But first of all, you've got a bad technique.
The fondant, isn't it?
The fondant's not for me.
You've got a terrible technique.
This is what Katie got to the bottom of. She was like, I just think you don't like the fondant. That's what she said.
What the fuck's fondant?
The fondant's the thing of the inner.
The thing of the inner. It's like a sugary.
What taste is that?
It's sugar in it. It's just
sugar in it.
But go on, you're passionate
There's your techniques all over the place.
You don't unfoil the whole thing.
Of course,
I unfoil like half of it and try and bite a bit of the top off.
You need to do over half. That's why your foil's getting sticky. Obviously, if your foil's pre-sticky before
you've just
penetrating into the, it's a shit egg. You know what
right,
I mean?
So you bite half the egg.
Just over half.
But when you bite it, it still doesn't break evenly.
I can see now why yours isn't breaking evenly. You're going for the side bite. Never go for the side bite. Frontal bite.
Yeah,
full frontal.
I don't bite with my front teeth though.
Well, I'm like that. That's it.
That's my teeth technique.
You get an even, breakdown.
Exactly.
You
see, if you do that, you don't get a crackage. It's just easy, bang, top
even
comes
then,
off.
Then what? And without being vulgar with this, then do you lick out the egg?
Some people are a licker outer. Some people are a sucker outer. Some people are a finger in.
Or
it's too messy for me.
Or some
it's
people,
not for me,
which I do.
Hole in
one.
That's disgusting. That's
all
far
in.
Too much
it's
chocolate and food.
Brilliant.
This is my other point when you say it's too thin, not thick. No, the chocolate to the inside is a perfectly measured.
The hole in technique's a bit feral for me.
I've done the hole in before.
It's not for me.
Can I just say?
Do you want to have the hole in? Sorry, Josh, but I've done the hole in when it's cracked.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If it's cracked and penetrated.
Well, sometimes you have to go, like you eat it, you bite into it and it starts to go and you just go get it.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know the whole thing with Cadbury's though? They were taken over by an American company, Kraft.
They were.
Few years ago, and they've gone to shit.
No,
Cadbury's still the best chocolate for me.
They've been bought out by Nestle recently. Past few days, Nestle bought them.
Good.
Nestle chocolate tastes like sugar now for me.
Let me check that.
I'm new to the chocolate game because I didn't really love chocolate for a long time. I kind of could take it or leave it, but I've got into it recently. Chocolate and Cadbury's for me is still the one. But Katie's quite an avid connoisseur of. And she, of Cadbury's specifically, and she said she feels like the mini eggs have changed the ingredients a little bit. And like you said, there's too sugary. They're missing the chocolate taste.
No, this is what it is, right? So they changed it. The Dairy Milk, the bar, has been the same, still the same. But things like the eggs.
I've never had a problem with the Dairy Milk bar.
Yeah, the eggs, the mini eggs, some of the chocolate bars, that chocolate isn't the same as the Dairy Milk bar
chocolate. Nestle hasn't taken over.
Me and Miles spoke about this the other day, weirdly.
We did.
And I said it to what I said then, and Miles looked it up and did confirm.
What were you going
to
say, Josh? A second.
Well, I was going to say like from as I remember them 40 odd years ago, they did taste different. No, genuinely, like 20 years ago when I was a kid.
Yeah,
they did taste
mini eggs.
Cream eggs. They tasted significantly better then, and I had one recently because I hadn't had one for probably 15 years or so, and I had it and it was fucking shite.
But is this just because you are now an adult and you've had one when you were a child?
Maybe, yeah, to be honest, I don't eat that much chocolate anymore, so maybe I just don't really like it anymore.
Because one of them, it's like if you...
I wouldn't get one again, basically.
I had like a sherbet thing that I had when I was a kid, and I like used to buzz it. I had one the other day, and I was just like, what the fuck's this?
Yeah.
Sherbet's weird. Brain liquors, do you remember them?
Yeah.
We've spoken about this.
If I had a brain liquor now, I'd be like, this is shit, but I used to get one like in school.
Do you only think about sweets and stuff? Surely they should suit adults better than children because they're not like growing up and like, all the nutrients matter as much. You know what I mean? Why'd you give like kids loads of sweets and
sugar?
Shit?
Yeah. Do
you know what I mean?
It's true though, isn't it?
Do you know what I never realised though? When the, you know, like sugar highs and stuff from kids? Mm. Like when me and Sphere babysat, like Sphere's or our nephews.
Real, innit?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
Real.
Like, you give him just like a lemonade or something and they're fucking bouncing off the walls and that, and you're like, what the fuck?
Mad.
Do you know what I mean? It is real.
So sugar, be careful.
I fucking love sugar though. I've got a sugar addiction 100%. I've got a real bad sweet tooth.
Yeah. Teeth. Fuck your teeth.
That's what, you sort of fringed on it before, but me and you have had this conversation before. Like now I'm like a bit older, post 30. I fucking love dessert after a meal. Oh, like I crave a dessert after a meal.
Affogato.
Oh yeah.
One of them in a bit.
Affogato after like.
Yeah, I've got into desserts recently.
I've been on that one. I simply couldn't. Then the teaspoon comes out.
Whenever we go for a meal, Josh will always at the end of the meal go. Like, we feel like, is anyone getting dessert? And everyone's like, no. Josh will always go, no, I don't want anything. And we always know that when you get it, Josh will get. I don't fancy a bit of this. Josh goes. Yeah, go on then.
Oh,
he's always taking it.
I end up fucking polishing it off.
Yeah.
I had a honeycomb cheesecake at Valentino's the other day. I went there on Friday.
Nice.
Went Foodie Friday. It was a bit busy. I was like, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Oh, you
Valentino's.
Dipped, didn't you, immediately?
It was great.
You ever had a bread and butter pudding?
I think years ago. What is that?
Have you ever had, Jim, when we had, what did we have? The potato pie?
What, as a dessert?
No, it's just a pie. I was like, some mad pie.
Yeah,
it was potato pie.
Pilkington.
Yeah. I was like, never had that before.
Do you ever remember, like, years ago, I don't know whether they still do them, but Homerun Pizzas used to do a chocolate fudge cake, pre-sliced.
Really?
Do you remember?
I've had one Homerun Pizza.
It was good, but I don't know if
they still do. I remember the chocolate pizza at pizza time.
They scare me, the desserts at places like that. Do you know what I mean?
They're not making them fresh, though.
Well, no, to be fair, when I used to work at a pub, they used to order them in and they were fucking shit. Or like, you know, we go like Costco. Costco and it's like a tenner for a fucking massive 24-inch cake. They're good. They're just all the same. Oh, I'm hungry, you know.
Do you remember
some dessert?
Remember the dessert fridge at the Alma Lodge?
It was Mim, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was like a massive...
Yeah, you used to rinse it?
Yeah.
Just fucking
profiteroles, boss.
Oh. The mountain of profiteroles
fucking
in there.
Love them.
Like, they won't miss that one, will they?
Bang.
I used to rob desserts in my motorbike jacket. Fucking put like four in and went. And
where
like,
the Puss in Boots?
I think we should not talk. Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, 15 years.
It's all right, isn't it? Shit, is that how long it was?
Jesus.
Not that I'm large, but you
to
were
be
probably
fair,
there probably
the amount of times you've been Puss in Boots since that, you've probably paid him back in and more desserts you've robbed.
In free pints that you get.
All
no.
right.
No.
So,
yeah. Big shout out to Nick, who the Puss in Boots. Good guy. Nick.
For that we had, it's not hard, is it? Recently.
We had a few.
Last week?
The first thing I want to say is thanks very much to Ewan Ogden, Neil Summers, and John Sim.
And Lucas Rigby.
And Lucas Rigby. He helped us out doing the music. We shot the music video ourselves.
Yep.
Directed by Thomas Ogden and Ewan Ogden.
And that's all you need to know.
That was important, but it's not hard, is it? We're like fucking great.
Yeah, well done. Moving on from the music video. This is kind of connected.
It is part of the music video.
That's kind of what I meant. moving from.
It is connected.
So, we were shooting the music video, and for one bit, we needed a location house. So,
we did.
We found a location house online.
The DMT was unavailable this time, wasn't it? To do list.
Which looks fantastic. So we reached out to them, said, can we come? They said, yes, it'll be X amount. Come and do it. So we said, yeah, sound. First of all,
fuck me, the house.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Oh, it's unreal.
Quick description.
It?
So it's kind of like a...
It's like a mid-century...
Like stuck in...
It was like the late 60s, but it looks like something from like the Hollywood Hills.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
It's mid-century.
It's got like a sunken sofa area.
It's stunning. But even the way it was done out and the decor and the chairs and the furniture.
Everything was beautiful.
Everything was immaculate.
So we agreed a price going
immaculate.
Into it. So we said...
For a half day, you want it?
Yeah, for half a day. So send us the invoice on the email. So the guy, Simon, emailed us like 2 hours after, or on the way home after we'd left. And he said, like, thanks for having... it was a pleasure to have you guys. Just wanted to say... we're going to charge you. Basically, knocked off £200 from what it originally was, which they didn't have to do that, did they?
It's not hard.
It's not hard because they said it was just such a pleasure
it
having us around.
It is kind, isn't it?
So kind.
Yeah, so they liked having us around that much. They just said they're going to do it for cheaper since you were
nice
lads.
They were such a nice couple.
I was going to say they were a lovely couple, and it was just a pleasure being in that gaff. I absolutely loved it. I felt very
home envy.
Yeah, I felt very, but I also felt quite inspired.
Yeah.
Did feel
Miles
very
was
nice.
Like, oh, imagine I'm in a house this. I was like, one day I want a house like this. And well, I was like, I will.
We also had, and I won't name names, but we also had a rather special guest in that
house. Yeah, we did.
Which
there's a special guest appearing in the video.
Yes.
To like keep a your cameo. Eyes out for that.
Yeah.
Me.
No, you're in it, mate. But yeah, no, it was a good, it's not hard, is it? I sort of want to go into the music video, but I suppose we'll do a music video special. What would you do?
What would you do? How long would you spend in an empty room for $100,000 a day? Conditions are, you will be put in an empty white room with
solitary
only
confinement.
A door, no windows, no bed.
Oh my God.
You will not be allowed to have anything, not even clothes.
You can play with Todd, can
not
you?
Not even clothes.
A nutrient shake will drop from a tiny trapdoor in the ceiling every 8 hours. There's a 6-inch wide bottomless hole in one corner labeled toilet.
Oh.
Wow. Well, first of all,
this is ridiculous. So what was it? How long
what,
would you spend?
Wait, what about if you're a female?
What do you mean?
Because you're not going to...
6 inches.
In the wall?
In
the floor. Sorry, I thought it was in the wall.
Squatty potty, isn't it?
Yeah, Sam.
Shoving your knob through this hole.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. The room is 10 by 10 by 10 feet. That's not big. You can walk out at any time.
Right, well, yeah.
So that's pretty difficult.
But each day you stay in there, you get $100,000.
Yeah.
So how long would you do to be satisfied, you mean?
Well, no, how long could, like, yeah. Well, either with cash or how long do you think you could get?
Medical attention. Well, 10 days, right? £1 million, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Aim for that.
This is, well, this is
so
like Mr. Beast,
the shame drops. Yeah, but you could just set yourself up, couldn't you? If you did like 3 months, you'd be all right.
Yeah, well, that's the point. But could you do that?
Yeah.
Three months?
Definitely.
There's no way.
What the fuck would you do then? Just stare at a wall?
But for that much money?
There's no clock. How long it's been?
You can sleep though, can't you?
Yeah, but you're sleeping at random times in the day.
I just fucking I just do exercise.
When does the 100k become yours?
What, do you just do star jumps?
I
for
do
3 months?
Press ups and sit ups and shit.
That's actually
3 months. Get boss shape, eat the shake. You're still eating, aren't you?
Well, you're having a shake. At least you know what time
you
the shake
the
comes.
Nutrients and shit shakes, yeah.
It drive you mad, but there's at least a goal.
I was
going to
say, it's quite Mr. Beast,
I'd
isn't
go
it?
Fucking
I think
insane.
Mr. Beast did do it, actually.
Mr. Beast did do
so
this.
So, realistically, how long could I do? Right, so 10 days, you got £1 million. I could do 10 days easily.
Fucking hell.
I could do 10 days.
That thing in the, you know, if you did 10 days, you'd be like,
non-stop.
If I just do another 10 days, that's 2 million.
You just get addicted to it and then get stuck in there.
I reckon
there's far worse things.
I think
you could do for less.
It's what you value. What would you tap out at? I think it depends how insane it made you feel.
Depends where you are in your life as well. If you're like, do you know what I mean? If it's dead hectic at that time, you probably want the fucking white room.
You probably
pay 100 grand to be in the white room.
Josh, what about you? How long could you do?
I think after sort of an hour and 45, I'm going to need medical attention.
Think about being on a long flight.
I like being on my own.
I like being on my own.
A long
for sure.
flight, but you can walk. That's kind of the vibe.
No, it would
nothing.
Be hard thinking about it.
But lights are off.
The fact that it's a by 10 foot is not big though.
I think I'd just do 10 days.
You're basically under you're Harry Potter under the stairs.
You gotta make it worth it, aren't you?
Yeah.
At least do something.
Because then if you're doing like 3 days,
I mean to be honest with you, even a day's alright.
Yeah, I mean
you fucking
grand.
just sound
a day,
that.
It's hard to say, innit? You might have the ambition. I might say, oh, I could do 10 days, but I might get in there and just
think about the cabin fever we get at the yard sometimes, and that's full of really inspiring things.
Sometimes though,
you've got absolutely nothing.
I don't think I could do it, you know.
I mean, you could do a night.
But I don't think I could do it.
Could you not?
No.
Well, can I take your spot?
I could do a night, definitely.
I just think...
I could do a night, 100%. I've got ADHD, but my ADHD is contained within myself.
Claustrophobia worries me.
I'm not bothered about stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 10 foot by 10 foot is not
big.
That
ain't big. That's like, if you lay on the floor, and, it's like 1.5 of us.
It's 4 foot bigger than me, you, and Tom.
Jesus.
Yeah, that the claustrophobic element is a bit is not great.
You know what I mean? Sorry, I'm not even on the mic.
You're quite dad, aren't you?
Quite.
Yeah, that's a good one. That is good.
Have you got any bullshit?
I haven't.
Let's do some fan questions.
I'm working on something.
I've got another question.
It's 2 weeks worth of fan questions.
Yeah.
Kick us off.
Right, okay. Right, well, apologies for the hectic nature of this one. It's all a bit rogue. So, here we go. This is the fan bit. This is the fan bit. Take it away, Charlie.
So, we've got an email here from Matthew Hartley. Subject, Born Wild.
Okay.
Yes, boys. Would love to hear Tom talk a little bit about Born Wild.
Oh, this is good.
I think it's a massively underrated tune and dark as fuck. Also, I think it's some of Charlie's best work.
That's why I've read it out, isn't it?
Fucking 100%.
100%. Lead bass lines for the win. See yous at Whiffy Park. Short
First
and sweet.
All,
love it.
My favourite song.
It's
off
good.
Rib, not on the bomb.
It's a good tune.
It's dark.
So would you like to tell us a story about that?
It's one of my favourites. It's definitely up
there. Early on in lockdown, obviously.
Does
it all? A lot of that album was written in lockdown. What is there to say about it?
Oh.
It's just a song, isn't it?
there you go, Matthew.
The lyrics are very honest, aren't you? At the time, it's like...
It's about feeling pretty shit, isn't it, as well?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. It's not like a metaphor, is it, or anything? It's pretty on the nose, that song.
You'd have a shock if I told you what I'm thinking of.
That's the dark bit, isn't
it? What
are
you thinking of?
I don't know. See what you think.
What are you thinking of?
I don't know. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It's ambiguous,
weirdest
isn't
thing
it?
I'm thinking of now is... veins. You're like veins on your arm. When you're proper tense and there's veins, that's weird. Right. Great. I like that song.
It's a fucking amazing.
No, I like
it's
that song.
It's an amazing. It definitely, I agree with Matthew. I think it's so underrated. The fact it's not been picked up as
we'll
in by like, other people. Or
I prefer
like,
the demo.
Yeah.
Do you really?
What was the demo like? I can't remember.
It's a bit, yeah, he played it on brushes. It's the brush vibe.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Like with an upside down snare.
Only slight, like, I do like the track, but I loved the brushes on the
lo-fi
on the demo.
It was,
but it went a bit more kraut, didn't it?
It's great. It's a great song.
But it's a good tune.
A really good song. I don't know why we don't play it live more. I love
the demo, like, to Edith Machinist.
Yeah.
The Smithy so one.
Yeah,
Smithy
was well Smith. I was mint on it.
Okay, the beat and everything.
Yeah.
We should release the demos at some point for like
a lot of people.
Would anyone be asked about demos? I'm not saying to you, I'm saying it to the people.
Write in.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know what?
I ain't got that on there.
Well, sing it then.
BlossomsPodcast@gmail.com.
Thank you.
I've got one here. got one here. Subject is Blown Rose from Alex Barrow, and it reads, "Hi, just got a Blown Rose tattoo. Looking forward to seeing you at Withenshaw in August. Brackets, please play Texia and Blown Rose, obviously. Cheers, Alex." And a photograph of his tattoo. And funnily enough, Chase, you are the original artist, aren't you, of the Blown Rose thing?
I am.
I love you. Know, I coloured a few of them in.
So it's a collaboration between Joe and Chaz.
It's, yeah.
You retired a bit early for that. I remember keep that going, you know.
I quite like it.
They were cool, all them early artworks. Cool.
Yeah, the rogue, but they've got something.
I remember cool.
It was all hand-drawn, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Cut Me Now Bleed was fucking cool.
Yeah. It's just so old school, like, and it's just like a compass. And
what's your inspiration
for that?
Well, just
stonemasonry.
It's a rose. It's a rose, isn't it?
Oh.
I never knew that.
Literally.
Did you not?
Never ever got on that. Years later, never got on that.
You just think it was a spiral pattern?
I thought it was a shape. Yeah.
It's like a rose, isn't it?
Never. I never got on that?
Cut Me Not Bleed as well is like...
It's like lacerations, isn't it? Yeah,
never
like
I just blood. Thought they were shape. Why did we never discuss this at the time?
The t-shirt was cool.
Me and you used to speak about it a lot, to be fair.
I just thought they were shapes.
What's your latest art that you've done? What was the last time you drew something like that?
Charlemagne one was good.
Do you know what?
You're an egg.
I made a boiled egg the other day.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
for
that.
Easter. And
it's cute, that.
I just drew a little face on it and said, "Happy Easter."
Oh, that's nice. Romantic, that. But no, yeah, did you
know it was a rose blown?
Nah.
Like me and you on the same
You might have told me, but forgot.
Yeah, I remember. I always thought it was a rose.
I always used to go to your house.
Quick
your
rundown. Let's do a quick rundown.
I just thought it was a rose. I didn't realise the blown element.
But you know when we... just before we got signed, then we got signed...
I suppose you didn't need
rather
to
than get someone to do it like in-house at the label, that means fuck all. We just thought we'd do it ourselves, didn't we?
Mm.
That's why.
Well, we'd made ones before we got signed, didn't we?
Yeah.
You did
like the Charlemagne one. The card's pretty cool.
Let's chronologically go through Charlie's art cover.
Well, but there was one pre-Charlie, because I've got him up at my house, Anna. The thing. So there's the Blossoms
That's
Bloom
so
one.
So good that. Which, no, no, oh, no, I'm
which
about
is
the
just,
blue
one. It's just a photo that I inverted on.
Oh, it's fucking Blossom photo, isn't it?
That was an accident as well.
Yeah.
And I was
so
like,
that was just
that
on Photoshop.
That was for a poster originally, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think so. And we just put it on the disc and all that.
Yeah.
And then the first one was...
I made that on my own.
Which we...
Was Blow was what, like a collaborative effort, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we like that. We blew the smoke out of the...
scaffold.
But I remember being in McDonald's at the end of Whitefield Road.
Yeah.
And...
In bread
put a serviette down, and with the coffee stirrers, I broke them off and was like, we can do it like this.
Yeah. I remember that.
It was like the diagram, wasn't
I remember that.
When we went back and we built it out of a scaffold, Joe Light for top.
Smoke machine.
Smoke machine.
We used to get a smoke machine for everything.
We did it
at the same time as the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we used a scaffold and made that thingy, and then,
And what was the next one after that? Charlotte? No, Blown Rose. Blown Rose, wasn't it?
Cut Me Now Bleed, right?
Get Away.
Cut Me Now Bleed.
And we did that on the last one.
That was good.
Blown Rose.
Yep.
Cut Me Now, I like the Cut Me Now Bleed t-shirt. Wear it every now and
again. I still wear it, I've got it. I don't know where mine is.
It's at home somewhere.
Then it was Blown Rose, which we just discussed. Then it was Charlemagne.
Then Get Away.
No, then it was at Most of Kiss.
Most of Kiss.
Fucking, what was the most?
Was purple at Most of Kiss.
That was like bubbles coming out.
I like that one.
That one's cool. Then it was Get Away. I love the Get Away one. It's Dead Vice City.
Yeah.
Is that the last one you did?
Do you know where I did that Get Away one? Aberdeen Tunnels.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah.
On what?
On
your laptop.
Illustrator.
You need to put this on your CV, you know. It's actually some good work.
And then
we
did a photo, then the album cover was a photo of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that was like, that was the build up right to that
remember
point.
Remember on the inner sleeve, it was the shot of the tubes really close up.
Yeah, cool that, innit?
Yeah.
But what's that? Good people times. Have that phobia of holes, don't they?
Yeah,
I bet people can look at that.
Well. Trypophobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah.
What'd you step?
Great question.
Yeah.
Well, great. They just basically showed us the tattoo, didn't they?
Yeah.
Nice.
When's your book out, Chaz?
Art book.
Chaz.
Has anyone seen that artwork thing that I mentioned ages ago? Like, turn the square into a circle or turn a circle into a square.
Oh, on Netflix. No, I've not seen that.
Watched it. Cheers, guys. Yeah. Nice one. Nice to know you listen to me.
Give us another question.
Do you know what I thought then? I've not said for a few weeks. Hi!
You know why? It's because he's fucking annoying as fuck, that cringe.
It's because loads of people have said
everyone gets on it though, don't they?
Yeah. I just thought, oh, here we go. Fucking hell, that's big. Here we go. Jake Bain. Bain.
What? Are you trying to think of a pod?
Yeah.
Or it could be Jake Bain.
Bane. What's Bane? What's Bane?
Bane's something in Batman.
Bane's Tom Hardy's character in Batman.
Yeah, Bane. He's actually just called Bane, isn't he?
What's it? Batman Begins, is it?
Great. Anyway, he said, "Hi, boys. Jake here from north of Scotland. Scotland. Proper Scotland. Cold. I should say that. Scotland.
Chilly.
I've been a huge fan since my dad showed me the Blow video in 2016. That's weird. We just
good segue.
Since then, you have grown to become my second favourite band, Winkface.
Take that.
I saw you play at the garage in Aberdeen. This is weird, isn't it?
Is it Bob?
No, was in 2016.
I was peering over Charlie's shoulder while he was making the
album. O2 Academy in Glasgow, I think it was 2018, and Transmit in 2017. Each gig was class.
Love Transmit.
I say you are my second favourite band, but it's hard not to put Neon Waltz at the top of the pile.
Oh, I love that band.
Nice.
Their great debut band. Album touched me in ways only music fans will understand. Yeah. A similar connection to your debut. First of all, before we carry on, what a band.
Yeah, that album's band, boss.
Lovely lads.
Lovely lads.
Jordan's got like that really angelic tone to his voice. Yeah, like,
amazing singer.
One of my emotional tone, like.
So nostalgic.
Yeah, that
fucking. So we bumped into them, didn't we? And we were like, oh my God, no, no sound, travel out of Schumba. Early days.
You were on in town last week at the castle.
I know, I was gutted. Missed that.
They're an amazing band, and anyone who hasn't heard them should definitely go and check them out.
Is that the end of the
message? No, I just wanted to carry on with that. I knew you had become somewhat friends over the years with the Waltz. Through touring constantly. I was just wondering if you had any stories about them and you guys, and if you ever heard their new album, It's a Belter. My band are actually supporting them.
Jerry Cinnamon.
My band are actually supporting them at a festival up north in August. Very surreal to be sharing a stage with my heroes. Any stories of gigs when you supported your favourite bands? Cheers for all the happy memories you've given me through your music. I'm eternally grateful.
Did we do a gig with them? We played with them, Neon Waltz. Am I being dumb?
I don't know if we have actually.
Yeah, we have. Didn't we do one with Noel?
No, we were on that. We went to watch.
Yeah, I can't remember if we've ever done.
Bumped into one of Travelodge on one of our first ever tours, like our second tour, and they had a record deal. I remember they were with Warner.
They used to buzz off Longshanks, didn't they?
Yeah.
They were laughing about Longshanks.
Great character.
they were one of them, like,
really
where,
sound lads.
Yeah, we always
really
just...
talented young musicians, like, you know, at the time. No, because we're all like 19, weren't we? Yeah. Were they a bit older, actually?
I think they were a tiny bit older.
But no, they were like fucking really good, weren't they? Yeah. Like, fuck. You
know that was one of the bands I was going to say that, like, made us, I don't know, me myself, I remember watching them and being like, we need to get tight.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because they were so tight. Yeah,
they were really dynamically good as well.
Yeah, they had that BBC Six. I think it was in Maid of Ale. They had a session, do you remember, doing that Bearwood Isles?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like, ding, ding, ding. And everyone was.
Do you know what I mean? They were so tight as a band, and I remember thinking, oh, God, like, that's like a level, innit? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, when you first start, you're like, we're good, we're tight.
We're still not there.
Oh, don't say that.
I think they were like one of the first bands.
Blessed
that,
we said this.
No.
They had proper like flight cases like sprayed up and everything.
Yeah, Scott Dixon's.
I loved that.
Boss band.
Really, really good band. I have listened to the album. It's amazing.
I haven't listened to the new one.
It's really good.
I'll check it out.
I don't know. They're just a great band. And like I say, if you've not listened to him, you should definitely check it out. But I'm trying to think of what he sort of mentioned. Have we got any other stories or sport?
We went to watch him at... I don't know if everyone was there.
In London.
Almira.
No, we watched them at Almira. I was thinking of what they played Neighbourhood Festival when it was in the city. And I went to watch them at Factory, which was good. They're always good. Every time I've seen them, they've been boss. But that Almira one was class.
He mentioned, didn't he, about sharing stages with heroes.
We talked
it's
about
to be
this before,
for you guys, isn't it? Well, yeah, we did.
I mean, it's just mad.
Yeah. I mean,
Who haven't we played with that we'd like to still? I feel like we've fucking
Arctic Monkeys.
Lamb of God.
We have played with that. And we haven't. We Shadow Puppets.
We've played festivals and stuff and chilled out and said hi, but we've never done like one of their gigs. I'd like to do one of their gigs.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. There's someone sent in quite a funny negative YouTube comment a while ago. It's on the paste session again. I'll just go straight to the thing, but this is from John Joe Shelby.
He
says, does the egg shaker get the same pay as the rest of the band?
That was pretty funny.
Is that me or Miles?
That was Miles. Miles is on the shaker.
You always got on the shaker.
I think
there.
I find that he does.
Do you know what?
Good gig. Especially early on, the acoustic sets, half of it was on a technicality, like, you know, getting ease, a laptop and plugging it in and trying to find a sound. The other half is going to be fucking arse.
Tell you what,
though,
great
shaking, you know what I mean?
On that session, though. It's dead.
Is it tight?
Dead tight, yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I am a intermediate level drummer from my year 7 years, beginner. I've got some form of rhythm within me. Would you say?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, it's sound.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You're better than me on the drums. I can't play drums for shit.
You've improved.
Thank you.
You've improved.
Everyone's improved.
Everyone's good.
Great. Got one here from...
Good this one, isn't it?
Adrian Keogh.
Tired, aren't we?
Says, hi, guys. So, me and the missus are getting married this August. Congratulations.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Both of us, proper music lovers. So you guys are the first band we fell in love with together, if you know what I mean.
It doesn't mean anything sexual.
Oh.
It just means the first band they fully bonded over, you both love them at the same time. That's right. What I took from that.
That's nice.
Innocent. I like that.
Yeah.
We'll take that one. Because I'm going vulgar, aren't I, really?
I don't think that's what they meant.
Yeah, that's not what they meant.
So our first song / dance, whatever the fuck you call it, is going to be The
Charlie
Keeper.
Charlie.
Is The Keeper.
Keeper.
Look at that bones.
So I was kind of wondering / hoping that to surprise her, if you guys would do an introduction for our first dance song thing, would be absolutely amazing.
Oh, what you mean on here?
Do it now. They can cut the audio.
Right. Well, first of all, he's not put her name in.
Oh, for fuck's sake. How about the so wife he's of...
Keo, it's K-E-O-G-H, Keo, isn't that?
Like Barry Keo.
Yeah.
So, E-hole. I think we should say...
Keoghan.
So what...
Do you want me to do it? What's his name?
No, get Tom to do it.
No, let me do it.
They'll be well upset if
the fans of the band don't like Miles doing it.
Yeah,
the true fans.
Well, you can say Mr. and Mrs. Keo. She might not take his second name, though.
And now... in front of you, the newlywed couple, Mr. and Mrs. Keo, are to dance, their first dance of marriage.
Here's The Keeper.
Oh,
that was nice.
That was that good. Well done.
I wonder if that'll make
good. All the old people.
They're not.
Distorting.
Audacity, YouTube to MP3.
Oh, there
and
we
get
go.
It down. I'm not doing it.
You tell them not to do it. Yep.
You could literally email them back.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, actually, no. Do you know what?
Tom.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, mate.
Thank
you. Email it back to
thank you.
Do you know what? I could have made a few quid on Fiverr for that. I might start that.
Cameo.
Yeah, Cameo, that's it. Yeah.
Tom's brought that up in a previous pod, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm not. Nah, not yet.
Tim Withington. Greatest festival lineup ever? ? Is his subject. Hi boys, how's it hanging?
Good.
Hope you're doing well. Loving the new season of the pod. I think it's the best one yet.
Fucking hell, it's not in this episode, is it?
Oh shite.
Normally listen at
ratings
work,
low.
Where I find it hard to keep a straight face, and I'm on the receiving end of some dodgy looks. Me and my girlfriend Hannah are huge fans. First saw you at Edgeley Park show.
Thank you.
What a day. Looking forward to seeing you with Tom Grennan in August. Always wondered your opinions on the 1975 musically, and if you had any interesting stories, if you've ever had any interactions with them. Love it when two bands I like acknowledge each other's greatness. One question that I'd have for everyone is, what's the single greatest festival lineup you've ever seen throughout history? Always a cracker. Buzzing for the new album. I love to do this, so it's looking good. Love from Tim. To touch on the 1975, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we all are, aren't we?
I really like the 1975. Kind of got into them a bit late. Well, I got into them when he did like Somebody Else, which is probably generic, but I wasn't really listening at the first album. But we just started Blossom, so yeah. I wasn't really aware of...
You're
kind of just very insular at that point. But bumped into him at a festival...
Yeah, we gave
in
him...
In Belgium.
A T-shirt.
I love Stockport T-shirt.
Because he's from our way.
Yeah.
He
let on, didn't he?
Do you know what though? That what he did. Then we were at Malmaison.
Yeah,
do you remember?
That's what I was gonna say.
In Manchester,
we'd been to the game, me and Joe, and we're in the Malmaison with me and Uncle Stu. Yeah, and they were putting out one of their fourth album or something.
Mm.
They'd been doing press, I think, and we were sat down, and he came over. We'd seen him in there walking around.
No, Joe, we were sat with our backs to them.
Yeah.
Not knowing, like, just like our bat. And he was one came up to us and taps on the shoulder.
That's really nice.
George said, like, he went out of his way to, like,
said, how's it going? We were like, oh, sound.
It was really nice.
Enough to do that. So, yeah.
Nice.
Pleasant experiences.
He's always just been dead sound, hasn't he?
I went to see him last year in Portugal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I went to watch him at the arena.
That new production's fucking insane.
It's class, isn't it?
Yeah. As in, he's sort of coming to his own as a front man, isn't he?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, he's found his own, like...
That stage production is fucking amazing.
Yeah, so good, isn't it?
Gabby Declan McKenna's drummer.
Yeah.
She plays with him
now. She's playing percussion, isn't she?
Yeah.
I think they've just finished that tour, haven't they, actually?
What's the single greatest festival lineup you've ever seen throughout history?
See, nostalgia and timing of life.
I'm trying to think.
Like, it depends on that. Because, like, I had, like, a really, really good time at my first proper festival, Leeds 2011, but the lineup was, like, fucking Friendly Fires, Interpol, Muse, Block Party. It was a proper like indie lineup on the same day. Madness were on. Do you know what? Generally, are the lineups better like 10, 20 years ago, or
are we just like that.
No. But it's
in play the festival.
No, but it's one of them, innit? Like, you look at them and you have like there was a lot
bands
that weren't as big then that were
say,
on them. That's what it is.
Bands are just not as big anymore, are they? These like so that's why. But
I remember going to a festival called Hop Farm. Probably about. You are 10 or 12 years ago, and it was Iggy Pop, Lou Reed, Morrissey,
Jesus,
Richard Hawley.
Oh, that's better
than my fucking lineup. I don't think he was on.
Do you remember the Pierces?
Pierces were on.
Oh,
Richard Hawley.
Oh, Ace.
Yeah.
Class. That's a great lineup.
It was boss. It was a little bit older, but it was good.
Where are you fitting?
I'm trying to think what.
Tell you where it was good, where we played Ziggett.
Yeah.
What was that?
Arctic Monkeys,
oh,
War on Drugs. Yours truly.
Where do we see what's it called?
Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Glastonbury's always
Slovakia
good, though, isn't it?
Slovakia, yeah.
Glastonbury's always
Glastonbury's just like Glastonbury, isn't it?
She's so
yeah, it's an hard one. I'm trying to think of that. I can remember going to a few festivals and that and absolutely buzzing off it. I don't know. I was more of a gig man, personally.
That
80s
festival we did was
that
dark
was
really
class, actually. Dark yeah.
Didn't make any sense.
Wow.
Like very quick changeover as well. It was a bit
that
like
was a
mad.
Great festival. That,
but
like,
I was,
that lineup was class.
Do you know what? It was nice and it was three stages, but they're all quite close together, and you could just cut about. It was on the beach. It was dead warm. Cardigans, brilliant. Fucking brilliant.
Thanks,
I didn't.
Mate, it's
do you know what I mean?
I need to stop today, don't I? I don't know what's happened. Go
or
on, Tom.
We all need to stop.
Here we go.
That's one now.
Cameron Barlow. With the subject, easy money.
Easy money.
Hiya, lads. After Tom's sneaky star treatment reference on episode 19 of the pod, I've just got a simple question. Assuming you're all familiar with their music, what is everyone's favourite Arctic Monkeys song?
Wow.
Oh. Which do you think is their most underrated? If the first question is too basic. All the best. Here's me and Chaz in the Northern Quarter.
That picture's
you
so funny.
You want that? It's fucking funny.
You that like that angle. Clothes designer.
That you look. Yeah. That's like what you. That's like you in your 60s. That.
You know what? That's when I went fucking mad in lockdown and grew that mad.
That
beard,
is that's a mad girl. That you know. You look quite Harry Foster on that.
You know what? Sorry, that's just in front of, one of my favourite tunes is.
What I mean?
I remember that day as well.
Let's go around.
It's nice. Fucked,
I tell you, I went into town for a pastry. Didn't get in till 3 a.m. Stayed out on the piss all day.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, at least it was lockdown.
Yeah, well, it was like when everyone was outside. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Stayed out square, just stayed outside, yeah.
Josh.
So you got a big coat on.
I mean, there's too many tunes.
What's your favourite then first?
Well, we'll go around. Let's just do quick
underrated.
Fire.
Let's
do quick fire.
It changes.
Quick fire, slight description.
The one that comes to me right now is That's Where You're Wrong. I fucking love that song. It's just immediate nostalgia.
Yeah.
Love it.
What's the most underrated?
Oh, that'd be something off Humbug, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I used to play Dangerous Animals.
Yep.
So I'll just go with that. I don't know if it's underrated or not. I just
My Propeller
love it.
Really reminds me of you, Josh.
Oh, what a song that tune is.
It just reminds me of you at the Town Hall Tavern.
Yeah, we played that there, yeah.
Yeah.
What Jesus. An absolute tune,
Don't Sit Down to Move Your Chair was my alarm clock on my phone
was
in
it?
College.
Has that become
and
hatred though? Because like,
no,
it woke
no,
you
no,
up.
No, I liked it. Mm. It just woke me up doing that. I was like, good. But it's quite heavy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like really heavy. And when we saw it in where was it now? Portugal with Latham's Bladdered. Yeah. We were on that
good
top
that one,
bit, and it was that was fucking raging. Fucking loved it. It was that. great. That I don't know. Is that underrated? That one?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'd say that's slightly underrated. So
what? Humbug. The album Humbug. So just good. Like boss in it. Jewelers
Hands. Great B sides as well.
Byron the Thud.
I love the B sides.
The Bakery. What a fucking tune.
The Blondo Shimmering Trap.
You know, I've seen for a while. Seven Nettles. Not seen that for a bit.
Boss.
That's still great, holding up. Yeah. Anyone seen that recently?
Which one?
Submarine.
I've not seen it for a while.
Oh, I love that
movie. Man Interfere's favourite film.
I love that tune on the new record. Is it Sculptures of Anything Goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
How am I supposed to manage?
Right, is that it then?
It's the line about the...
I guess none of us else, no one else will answer that question. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Joe, what's yours?
No, go on, Chaz, you do yours.
What's that?
Have you... My Propeller, what's your underrated...
Underrated almost...
Well, you done your favourite. Or did you do your favourite? I suppose you just said the one that reminds you of Joe.
What's your favourite?
It's an hard question, isn't it?
It is. I've got different ones for different reasons.
Go on,
I feel
then.
Like...
I think Fireside's fucking boss.
This is what I've got to get to. Suckin' C's my favourite album.
So good, isn't it?
So college,
back to back. Do you reckon it's one of your favourite albums ever, though?
Yeah, I think it probably is my favourite album ever.
Wow.
It is good, isn't it?
As I was writing tunes, it kind of just changed the game for me.
It opened your third eye.
It was like a breakthrough moment in life. You know what you think of them pivotal moments in your life?
No, I get you.
And I had it on CD and we used to play it properly. Do you know what I mean?
Boss that.
So oh, it just reminds me of the Sun.
I love Suck It and See, the actual title track.
Yeah, it's
I love all that. Like She's Thunderstorms, Hellcat.
They nearly called it Thriller, didn't they? That's the one. Yeah, that, yeah, it's class that.
So I'd have to go Suck It and See is probably my favourite tune, but I'm just going to give some honourable shouts. I love Cornerstone. I love all like the melodic stuff, mate. That's kind of my realm.
Your forte.
But AM is also
ridiculous.
Fucking amazing in its own right, the album. And Knee Socks and Fireside and stuff that.
I was going to say, my favourite song is Arabella.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who mixed AM? Do you know?
I don't know, actually.
I don't know, actually.
Let me have a look.
But yeah, Arabella.
Arabella's your favourite.
Oh, I love it.
What's the most underrated? What do I think the most underrated? Probably some of Suck It and See, because they don't play it as much. I'd say like She's Thunderstorms or something like that.
Yeah. I love the B-sides, don't I? There was a time where I used to love B-sides, Oasis B-sides, Arctic Monkeys B-sides.
Imagine it when you get like that with a band.
What, when you find the B sides?
Yeah,
and
you just don't really do it anymore, do you?
Like, I know. Yeah.
Chaz Blake.
Do you know what? When you're a
really
teenager.
Mirrorball.
Yeah, love that tune.
Do you remember my iPod in college? How good it was.
Yeah,
I had such a good iPod in college. Hey,
where is it?
iPods there, nostalgic.
Oh, I had this iPod Classic. iPod, right? Honestly, it had like every Oasis tune on there.
I had the full discography,
and it was like LimeWire.
Yeah. Like, honestly, it was
awful quality.
It was amazing. Like
kilobits.
My iPod was just like all they had to do was go on songs and shuffle, and it'd be like banger after banger.
What did you used to do whilst listening to your iPod?
I don't know much.
Just be Indian.
It was like a different time, cool. Doesn't it?
Be Indian
world,
smoke.
Different life.
You're talking like close to fucking 15 years
this
ago.
This is what I mean.
You are talking 15 years ago.
I actually feel it now.
Oh, I do.
What, you feel what?
I just feel like the past, like the band is in the past, like when we started it. Do you know what I mean?
The band's become nostalgic.
It always felt like, I was saying this to you the other day, it always felt like a couple of years ago since we started. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when the first album came out, we'd only been together like 3 years.
No, it's been 11.
Whereas thinking of like them early tours and like them artworks that you're making, like these fucking a long time ago. Do you know what I mean? And it's like shit.
We're still going.
Oh, yeah. We're in a fucking boss position, do you know what I mean? Still going strong. It just feels weird to think back at that time.
So let me put this question out. I've got I've emailed in now.
Right, last one now. Go on.
Would you say we're like a vintage act?
No.
Nah, we're
vintage. I was trying to find another word.
Established. I'd say we're established.
Yeah, because we only broke.
Yeah, that's the question. Where would you put us?
Well, we're not.
Because we're not newcomer,
we're not
are
new.
We?
No, I mean? I'd just say we're just established. Is probably the word. So
when we started, think about band. This is odd. When we started, think about bands from 2003. That's the vibe.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Really?
So like Stereophonics to that's one of their fucking
Libertines.
Killers. Yeah, Libertine.
The
like
Coral.
That, like yeah, that's what we are to the new generation.
That's
not to sound like a bell and be like, oh, we're like them, but like time wise.
When we first started the band,
I know what you mean, Miles.
Yes. Do you know what I mean?
No, Arctic Monkeys. First record was only 7 years old.
Fucking that makes you feel better though, weirdly, because that's their first song is like 7 years old. That's like,
they just released
an album.
That's mad, that, isn't it?
They were young when they started them.
But when we started the band, AM wasn't even out.
Fuck off.
No, it came out.
It came out when you joined the band, but when we started the band,
that's mad.
That wasn't even their last album was Suck It and See.
Fucking hell.
Well, we're established enough that they play fake versions of our tunes in B&Q, so we must be doing
yeah,
well.
That's good.
The Strokes' first record was only 12 years old.
This is making me feel better though, because I feel like
you don't know
actually the Strokes
your biggest tune could just be around the corner. You just don't know.
It's weird. Yeah, I was going to say that's the other thing, isn't it? Is like me personally now, we're in the studio. We've not even sort of touched on the studio in this podcast, but and I don't know if it's just because the way we record it, because we recorded it more live, but I feel like this is starting to become one of my favourite albums of ours. I think it will be when it's finished.
When it's done.
It is pretty good.
I think so, yeah. But it's hard to say when it's not all together, but it's starting to come together.
Yeah,
now.
Like I'm really, really excited about it. And I'm like,
I think the standard of tune is kind of, we've had more time to cherry pick it, haven't we, basically, than in the past. Sometimes we've probably we've let stuff go on there that you think, oh, I could probably get something better than that.
Giving up the ghost?
None of that.
Giving up the ghost?
Yeah, stuff like giving up the ghost.
I like giving up the ghost. You hate it.
Even Ribbon Around the Bomb, to be fair, I feel like these ones on there, which...
Whoa, I think that's really
good. It's a good album, but I'm talking about the level of where you're like, could I let that song go? Do you know what I mean?
What would you let go on Ribbon Around?
Edith Machinist, I'd let that go.
Really?
I'm asked about that tune.
Joe Light's favourite song.
Yeah, it's personal taste, isn't it?
Sorry.
Hey?
I just said whoopee to be dick.
No, but yeah, no. Sorry. I think At Most at All.
Cinerama Holidays, like that. Them two.
Oh,
them two are filler for me.
No, Cinerama's a fucking
filler for me.
It's a great tune, Cinerama. Right,
the rest, I'm like,
let's leave it on a high.
The people like these opinions. People will like to know what we think.
Okay,
I don't get why you're
not like negging
out.
It's a boss album.
Yeah, I don't know why you're allowed to have opinions, mate.
No, I was just saying I want to go home.
We're in the studio.
Oh, you know what I meant.
Why? What does everyone else? Has anyone else got any of them on the last album?
For me personally, on which album?
The last one.
The last one. Edith Machinist. The chorus is great, euphoric as fuck. But that's my favourite part of it. Edith Machinist, that's it. I like all of them.
I don't have Visions
is fucking mad.
This is what I mean, Visions.
I put Visions on and I'm like, I can't believe that's us, because we're just like, we can be a bit dumb sometimes. It's quite a serious.
Believe yourself.
It's quite. I'm an idiot. It's quite a serious, like fucking, like beautiful song, innit? Do you
great,
know what I mean?
It's good. Well arranged.
Yeah.
Good tune.
Careful's boss. Yeah. I love Careful.
Yeah. You see, I don't have any. I love it as a band, as an album. Yeah, I think it's a great album. I've got some for the other ones, but
no, the writer's great.
I love the writer. It's probably my favourite. That, to be fair, on the record.
Yeah.
I love Old to New York as well. To be fair,
he's
just
so
a different
good.
Kind of artist. It's like his own thing. Isn't
I'm
it?
Happy we did that album. I think
it's good.
Like live, I can see why it wouldn't.
Yeah, we don't play as many from it, but it's not as pumping live.
It's not really a live album. It was an album that for like...
Do you know if someone didn't know who we were and they picked up the album in the shop and put it on, I think it's worth buying because you get like an experience through it. I think it'll sound like a bellend, but it's like well-rounded. There's a lot on it.
I was going to say...
It's quite mature, isn't it? Yeah,
in quotations, it's not like... It wasn't really put together as like these sort of songs are the best songs that we've written in this time frame and here they are. It was written as an album, wasn't it? Obviously,
I'm trying to think what songs were left over from that point which never got a look in.
Big word, yeah.
I was going to say Vacant Days, but not obviously.
No, that's on Fools and Faces.
I always forget.
That one's good.
I mean, but I'm trying to think of when we did what demos we did around that time. I'm not.
It was in contention to be on.
Fools and Faces, boss. I think every track on that's boss.
Yeah.
There's not one I would jib off that album. There was
quite a few leftovers from that album.
Yeah,
there's loads. There's still loads.
I feel like we've had the same approach to this one as Fools and Spaces.
How many demos
in terms of songs?
I keep telling people we've done like 30, 40 demos.
Yeah, we probably have.
40. Probably pushing 40
30
now.
30 to 40.
Yeah.
Like, remember that list that we had up and we've whittled it down to what we're doing now? And these like new ones that are now.
Even the ones we did with Charles, there's three there, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's about 40 songs. It's good that.
But it's the best way to do it. You get to like the nitty gritty, like what's worth going on there.
I think that's what puts us out. To other, like, do you know when other bands sort of move away to different areas and stuff like that, and they all sort of have that big split, which I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
But then they sort of have to organise.
Yeah, do you
coming
know,
together?
Do people mean, just to, do they just chill and then like?
Well, yeah,
like,
it's,
put,
yeah,
like,
I think
putting
you just,
dates.
You just
I mean,
have
we kind of do
you
that
have,
sometimes.
You just have to be like a lot more regimented, don't you? You have to be more organised and go right. We'll block out this now for. Writing or whatever, and then we'll block this out. Whereas obviously we're a bit more fluid, aren't we? We sort of go in a week and go, oh, we'll do like 2 days, or I can't do the end of the week. So do you know what I mean? We sort of like a bit more fluid. I think you have to be a lot more like regimented them sort of bands.
Do you think it could work if we were all in different cities?
I do. Yeah,
yeah, you just meet.
I think it will happen eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I'll stay in Stockport.
I'm not living in Stockport forever.
I think.
I don't know why I've just announced that, guys.
I think I've announced it.
I think as we've got older, I could see it working.
Yeah, exactly,
because
yeah.
It kind of feels a bit. It feels more. Everyone's kind of got their own lives a bit more now.
Mm.
Like even like recently when we got, it's been like, okay, Tom's writing now, and now we're gonna go in and do the demos. Like it's kind of been a bit more regimented. So if, for example, we wasn't living in the same place, I feel like we could have easily penciled that in.
You just have to be more organized, just block it out, don't you?
Yeah.
I think, like, say, I think it's I think it's something you want to do when you get older anyway.
Like, you've got experience and
I love
you
more than anything, do you know what I mean? But the other side, the other thing is, like, you get fucking sick of each other, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's natural, and I can't deal with myself sometimes anyway, so I can't imagine what you think.
You're all right now. Now you do those 5 mile walks every day. I like being around you.
You do the 5 mile walks a day.
Right.
Do you know what? I've not missed that for fucking ages, you know.
Too soon.
Well over the top.
Hey?
Because I bumped in again when you were just about
to. We filled the back end of this podcast, didn't we,
Al? Yeah,
we
got, do you know what?
We did well.
We got
did
deep
well.
Cut some of the middle out.
No, do you know what?
Cream eggs.
Cut the middle of mine out.
Actually, cream eggs and then got quite deep.
I couldn't sleep the other day, and I was up at like fucking 3 in the morning, and I made a template that I'm going to start printing off.
Are you going to say you made a curry?
What do you mean you made a template? Did. Actually, I made a katsu curry the other day, you know.
There you go.
It was really good, you know.
That's when I chose. That's when I was going to like purposely avoid you, but then I felt bad. You walked past me, and I was like, "If you don't notice me, I'm just going to not say hello."
I don't mind.
But then you were probably thinking the same thing.
Yeah,
right? I said hello.
No, I didn't. But yeah, made a katsu curry. It was boss.
What's your template thing?
I made a template on notes.
What do you mean
for the podcast? And I was going to do a printout
yourself.
No, and just like give out because it needs to be more structured. I think I feel like there's a lot like of. Do you know what I mean? Like then when we're scrolling through questions, that I'll just pick 5 questions or like...
Oh, yeah.
Seven questions are already checked.
Do you know what I mean?
That can be your job, though.
I know, I've got them all. I've already got a thing, well, but done. Obviously I need to get a printer.
There's a printer, aren't they? Yeah. Right. Love you all. See you in a bit.
Thank you.
BlossomsPodcast@gmail.com.
Beatbox and rap it.
Happy April, everybody.
Bye.
It's a Blossom podcast.
Live from Blossom's HQ.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.